Blog Talk Radio.
An olive has to go through three stages for its oil to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. For the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing me, preparing me for greater. I feel a shame.
name of Jesus. Is he worthy? Is he worthy? All right, come on.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, everybody, to the Inspiration Factory. You have your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my partner in praise, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. What's going on, Van? How you doing?
Hey, Paul. Doing good, man. How about yourself?
Hey, good as can be expected.
Amen.
So,
amen.
You're joining us at the Inspiration Factory, which is an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. CEO, none other than author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. Without him, we wouldn't be here. So thumbs up to you, older brother. I'll pay for that later. But tonight's show, or tonight's platform, is saying goodbye. You know, this whole month I've been focusing on entering into the new year in different ways. And I think the final, well, it's not the final because we have another show this month, but that's dedicated to the youth. But us grown folk are more than welcome anyway. But I'm entering this year saying goodbye to some things, whether it be people, whether it be circumstances, whether it be things that I hold on to. There's some things that held me back last year that I just need to say goodbye to enter into this year and make it a better year. If nothing changes, nothing changes. So within myself, I have to make some changes. So tonight, I'm saying goodbye. And I'm also doing, the piece I'm going to be doing is the fourth addition to the first piece I did, 2022. So it still continues. So my brother Van, is there anything that you want to say goodbye to for 2022?
Man. Yeah, worry, stress, heartache, you know, all the same things that I said goodbye, you know, on January 1st.
I know
some of those things.
You're saying been there,
you know.
Done that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I know that's right. You know, I just kept looking back over the years. There's been so many years that, you know, I just bring the year in and, hey, it's business as usual. And the year is just like the previous one, you know. Sometimes no worse, but not much better. And
right.
It just finally dawned on me that maybe it's not better because you're carrying the same things with you. Yeah.
Could be.
And it's not an easy thing to do because sometimes it's people that you care about. But if they're holding you back and they're hindering your walk, then they got to go. Choices have to be made.
Absolutely.
But, and just in case you're listening in the chat rooms or online, 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in. And you must do so before 11 o'clock or you won't be able to continue on with us if we go that far. But before we go any further, brother, would you do us the honors of bringing us in prayer?
It'd be my pleasure. Let us go to the throne. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we humbly come to you asking forgiveness for those sins that we've committed against you that are displeasing to you. Father God, we want to lift up the hosts, the callers, the poets, the listeners, the entire Epiphany family, Lord God, that you continue to bless them mightily. Cover them in your hedge of protection, Lord God, and keep them in their right minds, Lord God. We see enough day in and day out that can make us go crazy, but we're thankful that we know you, the one who was able to keep us from stumbling and falling. So, Father, we thank you and we love you for that. And, Father God, I want to continue to lift up our children, Lord God. I watch the news every day, and every day I see an attack on a child. And, Lord God, I'm just asking you to comfort those families, Lord God, whether it be from senseless gun violence to fires, Lord God. There are many, many different forms that are attacking our children. And as a father, Lord God, I ask you to protect all of our children. Father God, we will always give you the glory, the honor, and the praise that is due your name. For it is in Jesus the Christ's name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Van. Appreciate you, bro.
For his glory.
Amen. Amen. You know, we have to leave ourselves at the throne and allow him to take over, you know. Which is exactly what I'm doing tonight. Y'all have to forgive me tonight. I'm not really 100%. I recently had another death in the family, so. But this is where I get my strength. This is where I get the energy to continue on. So I thank you all for being here because I'm going to tell you now, like a vampire, I feed off of your energy, your spirituality, your positivity. So thank you all. So we're going to get things moving. I'm not going to sit here and run my mouth forever. Not yet, anyway. But
Hey, you know what, Paul? I do need to say something. You know, last week I asked everyone to pray, and I'm just so glad that God honors prayers for all of you that prayed, and I prayed, and I thank you, because the 49ers did defeat the Green Bay Packers last night. So I thank y'all for all of your prayers. Now I need them again. I need them again because we got the Rams. Even though we beat them twice, it's hard to beat a team three times in a row. But so if you want to go ahead and continue praying, I'd appreciate it. Thank you so much. Okay, Paul, back to you. Hey, the word say you have not because you ask not, so I'm asking.
But I can't dispute that. I'm not crazy enough to try to come up against the word. So you're 100% right on that.
That's right. That's right. I know the word real well now. I know the word real well.
I see. That's a beautiful thing. He tells us to
Absolutely.
Hide it in our heart. That
way Absolutely.
We pull it out at a moment's notice when we need it. Whether it's to share with somebody else or to empower us with something we're going through. You know, or something that we don't need to go through. You know, so it's very important to study the word and to know the word. You are ever so right on that, my brother. So, my brother Van.
Yes, sir.
Van Meadows. With pineapple calligraphy, poetic. You got a couple other attributes to you, don't you? I'm not going to go into all of them, but those are the first two to pop
up. And just for the record, I did not give myself those. I only gave myself poetic. So all the other ones came from somebody else. Everybody else. So.
Well, you must have done something to have them give them to you. I do believe I remember when the pineapple calligraphy was attached.
Yeah. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. I'm with you. So what say you that you and I do our pieces and get out the way and open the mic for these poets to share their power?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I actually bought an oldie but goodie. So it would be my pleasure. I bought an oldie but goodie because I think sometimes when you think about saying goodbye to things, you have to remember that you are God built. So I've been broken down to my last molecule. Thank you. I've been broken down to my last molecule, especially when people try to ridicule. Everything I do is true. I'm always the bad guy, the fall guy, that one guy, the shy guy. But when I look in the mirror, things get brighter because I know whose child I am, the great I am. He created me from dust and dirt, breathed life into me, and it didn't hurt. It gave me a sense of peace to know he chose me to release his word into the world. But every turn, there's something trying to make me feel like I'm nothing. I wear God's armor every day. So how dare you say I'm not a child of the King? Because of him, I can truly sing praises to his pleasure, so he can apply the pressure. And I'll tell you this, I'm built for this. And that's that piece.
I love it. Especially the ending. I'm built for this. That's right.
Let for
him
his
know.
Glory.
Like you said earlier in that piece, you know whose you are.
Amen.
Great I am. So you are definitely built for this. And that's an awesome way to end of the year, knowing whose you are and what you're capable of. What was the title of that piece, man?
God Built.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you something. Is God Built better than Ford Built or American Built?
Oh, way better. Oh, way better. Because see, those are physical things that can be broken. I mean, they can be put back together sometimes. But when you're a child of the Most High, you can be broken. But when He puts you back together, oh baby.
Yes, all right. I know that's right. Can nobody do you like He can?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. See, them oldies, that's where that term oldies but goodies come from. Because sometimes them things we pull out the archives aren't meant for the archives to collect dust.
That's
what I'm looking for, because that message still is vital. That message still is alive.
That's right.
So it's important to hold on to everything that you write, because it was written for a purpose. And it might not just be that one specific purpose that you shared it for. And there's many purposes.
Amen.
Over and over again. Now.
Now what say you, my brother? I know you got that fourth installment, so I know I'm anxiously awaiting. I know everybody else is anxiously awaiting, so.
Well, this fourth installment, I think, is the final. But who knows? We're just at the beginning of 2022. So this one is entitled 2022, The Next Phase.
And Mike is yours.
Thank you, sir. Thinking back over the years and failures met in each new year, I think I finally discovered the one common denominator in that. I ended each year with the negativity, deadbeat people, and a self-destructive mindset on my back. And I wonder why I suffered down, hard as it may be. This year for me, like a Jenny Craig diet, I intend to lose a lot of weight. I'm entering this year doing the Harlem Shake, shaking off the hard-headedness, shaking off those naysayers, the no-good doers, and the fakes. Shaking off all that was holding me back, all that contributed to my past seasons of lack. All that, in retrospect, occurred because my determination and attention to the will of God was slack. My zest, my zeal for God, I must get back. Get it back in order to step away from lack, step away from people, places, and things that I allow to designate true obedience to God as something I could set aside like a coat on a rack. Now, tell me that ain't whack. In 2022, things will change. Priorities and perspectives will be arranged. Less calling on man or myself, more calling upon that one omnipotent name. I'm calling upon Jesus to help me clean house, to get me back on track with Him. In this 2022, I am speaking into existence. This is a year of win. No negativity is allowed to follow me in. I'm here to prosper both financially and in my battle against sin. This is the year where at 60 plus, I lose my pull-ups and put on my grown man drawers and stand firm, replacing that spine resembling a lowly earth worm. The perfection within my imperfection enabled me to finally learn. I've reached a season where things are being realized. And with tears of joy, I cried out, "Thank you, Abba. I don't have to carry any of that negativity anymore. I want to say goodbye to all that held me back. Whether it be family, friend, or foe, eyes and my focus and my heart committed to only one, into 2022 I go. And that one is Jesus the Christ, in case you didn't know. And that's that to you.
Man, yes, sir. I know who we going into 2022 with. That was a powerful piece, Paul.
Yes.
Powerful piece.
These installments are
turning into something great, man. You might as well get ready. You might as well get ready.
Yes, indeedy. If I'm entering the way I've been speaking for the last three or four shows now, including this one,
amen.
I am excited about what's in store.
Amen.
Even in the midst of a pandemic, even in the midst of food shortages and the rise of violence and all the craziness that's going on in the world today, I'm looking forward and I'm anxious because I know God has something for me. Because like you said earlier, you have not because you ask not.
That's right. That's right.
You know, so I'm asking. I'm saying goodbye to a whole lot. And I'm asking that he fill those voids himself. And with that, I have no choice but to be a winner. There's no other way to go.
Absolutely.
There's no way to go. Well, my brother, what say you?
Yes, sir.
Opening the mic and seeing what some of these other poets have to say on this topic tonight.
Oh, man, I'm excited. Absolutely.
We have a very faithful caller opening the mic tonight, and that'd be none other than Amelia T. Davis. Greetings, Queen. What's going on with you?
Good evening,
Amen.
Kings. I am fabulous. Although it is fairly cold for Houston, keeping warm.
What's the temperature down there?
Right now, it is 55, but our low was 35. Yeah,
55
but
degrees.
Our low was 35. And it's headed down again overnight and later on in the week. So it's dipping back up again.
With the wind chill factor, we were looking at single digits. So I don't want to hear it.
Well, I survived that last year, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So...
So, Amelia, tonight we're talking about
anyway,
saying
so
goodbye to some things.
I am bringing you fresh ink. It is called Leaving the Useless Behind.
I know that's right. Mike is yours, Queen.
We find in the Bible, Ephesians 4:31-32, put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. Over time, we become angry at people for their hurtful words, behaviors. Yet we are instructed to forgive, to be tender-hearted. Our natural reaction is cuss people out, to hurt them as they have hurt us. Starting a new year, Let us leave behind the pain, heartbreak, the anger, the hostility in 2021. And Ephesians 4:22-24. Put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. We have been given a new beginning in this new year. Let us discard our old behaviors of 2021, our old desires, and step into 2022 as new creatures in Christ Jesus. To invite the Holy Spirit to overflow throughout our minds, souls, and every aspect of our daily lives. To recommit to our heavenly family every moment of every day, to dedicate our hearts to the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. To stand strong in the world with Jesus as our strength and guidance. This earth has many distractions and various types of wayward obstacles to become lost in. Drugs, alcohol, sex, money, cars. These are only some, yet they are what keeps people from the truth. Ultimately, what is important is the Holy Trinity, the humans we come in contact with, the love of a child, a mate, a friend, and our relatives. The world tells us to cuss, to fight, to have multiple sexual experiences, to gain as much money and power as possible. Those all cause pain and destruction eventually. It is our love for the Lord, for humanity, for ourselves, that bring the real satisfaction and triumph. So let us leave behind the useless worldly endeavors and step into a new heavenly personality. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Awesome peace. And the title says it all. Leaving the useless behind. Those things in our lives that we find we have no use for or that are not helping us to become better people, we need to leave behind, no matter how painful it is. And it's not going to be easy. It's definitely not going to be easy. But thank you for that, Amelia. Leaving the useless behind. And what was that last line of that piece?
So let us leave behind the useless worldly endeavors and step into a new heavenly personality.
That's it right there. A new heavenly personality.
I like that.
That really sparked something within me. We don't have to go to heaven to act like it.
Ain't that the
new heavenly personality? That's a powerful little statement right there, Amelia. Ben, what say you?
I agree, man. I think it's important that when I think of heavenly personality, it reminds me of put on the mind of Christ,
mm-hmm.
because he is of heaven. And if you put on the mind of Christ, then you're taking on a heavenly personality. So, which is something that we all should be doing if we follow him. You know, so I dig the piece. Great, fresh ink, Amelia. I love it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Poetic. And
Amelia. And?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to keep you in prayer because of your dealing with such cold temperatures down there in Florida. I mean, in Texas. But
I was going to say, you got lost there for a minute.
Yes. Yeah, I'm traveling around the world.
But thank you so much. I appreciate that. And much love to y'all. Continued successes. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. God bless you, Amelia. Put on a new heavenly personality. That's a powerful statement. I like that. I like that. We're going to keep things moving right along, and we're going to bring on one of Epiphany's own. Next on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, is none other than Ms. VIP. Hello there, Ms. VIP. How you doing tonight, baby?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, Ms. VIP.
I'm all right. Hi.
I started to say I'm good, but, you know, I'm not going to lie. I say I'm all right. It's okay not to be all right all the time.
Well, I would like to, I don't have anything on topic, but I did want to make you two smile tonight and maybe someone else too. Okay? To my peace.
Absolutely. 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 Because above a theme, the purpose of the Inspiration Factory is to uplift and to empower other people. That's first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you have for us tonight?
It's a little story in poetry, I guess.
Okay.
It's a title.
Oh, that's a shocker. The mic is yours, Queen.
Thank you. My granddaughter said, "God is always with me." I told her the meaning of what she said. It means Emmanuel, God is with us. I hugged her and said, "It's true." While the youngest granddaughter is on the go, going around the house singing, "Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so." The middle one joins in, and their parents have to smile, because it's true. I tell all of them they're beautiful and smart. One loves gaming, and the other one art. The baby hasn't decided, but we all agree. With God, their home will never be divided. Prayers for them are daily, for the Lord to bless them, as well as me. And that's that piece.
You know what? I got a big old Kool-Aid smile on my face at the image of the granddaughter running around singing, "Yes, Jesus loves me."
I'm gonna tell you. During the Christmas holiday, my daughter's in-laws came, and we were all hanging out. And I taught the kids how to sing "Jesus Loves Me." But the baby keeps going, "Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so." So she's going around the house, and Joe's like, "Mom, why'd you teach her? Now she won't shut up." I said, "Oh." But
all right. But
her in-laws were very grateful. But I always teach them a little something. But that eldest one always has a word for me, doesn't she?
Out of the mouth of babes, what is that? Out of the mouth of babes, oft times comes gems.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Children, and I know you know, Van, because you stay around some children.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely, and I love it. Piece the visual imagery that it's given me. You know, especially when I think about my daughters, you know, when I picked my son up today, my daughter, she texted me and, you know, she asked me, said, "Daddy, can you bring me some batteries first thought came to my mind is, well, why can't your mama buy you some batteries? Why you don't have any? You know, why you don't have any? She's like, because we just came back from the store. I'm like, but you got an auto parts store that's right walking distance, and they have batteries. She was like, okay, Daddy, please. PL with like three or four of these, right? So I didn't respond. But when I stopped at the gas station to use the restroom, I got her some batteries.
Of course.
So when I got there, she got there. She said something that made me feel good. She said, Daddy, I knew you would get them because I know you. And wouldn't that be a marvelous thing if we can say that to God? I knew you would bless us because we know you. And this is one of those kind of pieces that puts me in that mindset, Emmanuel, God with us. It puts me in that mindset to just be like, Daddy, I know you got me. Because I know you.
Exactly.
I know you. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And then my daughter proceeded to take my 49ers hat off my head and said, I'll bring it back next week. And her mother just looked at me like, so you're just going to let her take your hat? I said, what? I got another one in the house. She said, see, this is why she's rotten. I said, you're right. That's my baby.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And because she knows her daddy, she's always going to be rotten. And that's how we should be.
She knows
we should,
she
do
that.
Should, right. Mm-hmm. And we should know our daddy so much that we can be spoiled rotten, even when he does stick for us and even when he doesn't. The praise and worship for him should still be the same.
Never ceasing.
Agreed.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. But yeah, don't kids know just what to say to just completely wrap you around their fingers?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yes.
We love them all. We love them all the same, you know. But there are certain ones that just, I don't know. They just do something that just, I have a nephew that I look. He was about 7 years old at the time, and he had done something. I don't even remember what it was. I said, look at him. I said, you know, I don't like you right now. And he looks up to me with these big old doe eyes, talking about, I don't care. You love me, Uncle Paul.
Yep.
Shut down completely. But like you said, man, it's a humbling thing to know that they know you enough to, and I don't care you say you don't like me. What would that mean? You love me.
You love me, right. Yeah. Right.
Can't get no better than that. So I didn't set him aback at all. And I think that's that new heavenly personality that Amelia spoke about, that we have to project. We have to become. And so that everybody that sees us knows that we are a child of the great I Am.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
No matter what else. Ms. VIP, what do you have coming up for us in the Tiffany world?
Well, on Wednesday evenings, as every Wednesday at 9 p.m., La Perla Negra and I are in the Love Zone. And the topic is, what will it take for you to let everything go, to let go of your baggage to love again? Or just to open yourself up to love. And that's the topic.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That.
Yeah.
I might have to come into that. I might have to make sure. Let me see. Do I open or close?
Oh, please do.
I don't care. Even if I do close, I'm a manager now. I can disappear for a minute. I will be there Wednesday. Like that topic.
All right.
So that's definitely something that I can relate to.
Me too.
Definitely.
Amen.
All righty, my queen. I thank you so much for coming through this evening, and I really appreciate that piece. You brought a smile to my face, so I needed that.
Mine too. I'm really glad.
I still got a picture of that little girl singing.
I know, right?
right.
And Ms. VIP, I bet you that was the one that I saw when we were video chatting. I saw stealing the cookies that day you were making cookies for him. I see one reach your hand up and stealing cookies.
Probably so.
Okay. We're going to send you over to the Praise Lounge and bring on the next caller. But thank you so much for coming in with that piece. I really appreciate that.
No problem. God bless you both.
Amen. One love, one mic. God bless you.
I tell you, anything dealing with Sharon just gets me.
Me too.
I'm a sucker for the Sharon.
Me too.
Man, we're going to bring up the other half of the Love Zone following behind. Miss VIP is none other than La Perla Negra. Hey, Danielle, how you doing?
Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Paul. How you been? How y'all doing?
I'm good. How
I
you
love
doing?
What's going, man. I love what's going on. Paul, you are always in my prayers. I'm not going to get too deep into it, but I'm sending up some prayers with some real power for you because I understand what you're dealing with. You know, I don't know your pain, but I know my pain from dealing with that back-to-back loss like that. It ain't no joke. It ain't no joke.
It's like it's raining.
Uh-oh.
I have to
I know.
Remember, my daddy told me he would never give me more than I can bear.
And
that's right. He sees internal fortitude that I don't see. But I trust him enough to know that even though I don't see it, I'm not worried because he already told me.
That's right.
So he already know I can bear it.
That's right.
I'm going to come through this, even if I don't.
Absolutely.
Because he's the way maker, not me.
That's right. You leave it in his hands, and that's what I'm talking. Yes. I wanted to reiterate on what y'all was talking about earlier. Then when you talk about your baby girl is rotten. She's spoiled because she knows you. And with God, I know him. I'm rotten. I'm very rotten. Everything that I have talked to him about, everything that I have asked, the guidance that I needed, whatever it is I needed, he gives it to me. And it has gotten to the point where I just say what I have to say and I leave it alone because I know it's going to happen for me regardless. So, I'm spoiled rotten by him. Because I do know him. I already know what he's going to do.
I know that's right.
Amen.
I can't think of anybody better to be spoiled rotten by.
Okay. Yes. He never disappoints. He has never let me down. Not one time. Even when I disappointed him. And let him down. Mm. I turned my back on him at one time in my life, and he still. And all, when I turned back around, he was still right there. He might have had an attitude with me, like I told you so. But other than that, he understood me, and he was there with open arms to welcome me right back in. So it's all good.
Absolutely.
All good.
Absolutely. So, my sister, my friend, my queen,
yeah.
What did you bring to share with us this evening?
Well, can I say something first, please? You asked that question, what are you leaving behind? I'm going to tell y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I started this before last year. Okay. I just stick to it. What I'm saying is I no longer breathe life into what doesn't speak life into me. I don't give love to places where it can't be found. So I stop watering dead plants. And that's the name of my
All right now.
The name of your piece, I stopped watering dead plants?
No, no, it's, the name of my piece is called Watering Dead Plants.
Watering
but
dead
that
plants.
Is what I stopped
Wow.
doing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All righty, the mic is yours, Queen. I want to hear this.
Thank
one.
You. Okay. The storms I've weathered, y'all would have drowned in from the start. See, love is not a tool to use at your convenience. But there are those who have played with me and treated me as though I can just turn it on and off like some sort of a light switch. One of the hardest things in life is having words in your heart that you can't breathe into life. Every time I took a loss, another piece of me died inside. And I've gotten so used to not mattering, I was almost non-existent. So I thought. Yet, I still try, still putting my heart into it, but realizing I can shine and love even, I can shine brighter and love even deeper because I'm free to be me. I'm the author and the architect of my life. And I do not run in the shadows, nor am I disposable, but I'm very protective of my love. And for those of us who've been in love, given love wholeheartedly, we know that it doesn't work like that. We know that love is beautiful and wonderful and patient and kind and perfect. And that there's a difference between feeling and giving it and knowing and having it. So see, I know love, and it flows all through me. I have given so much of it and still with so much more of it to give. I just never felt it from any of them. But that doesn't mean that there isn't someone out there brave enough to give me the kind of love that I deserve. And there's been plenty of times that I didn't want to be like this. Times that I hated not being able to close my heart off to love. But spirit kept me filled with love, so I can't just give up on it, because I understand how unique he made my heart. So I stopped watering dead plants, and I don't just give it away to just anyone anymore. And that's that piece.
And that's a, that piece hits on a lot of levels. Danielle, just the title alone made me think of so many different things where I'm feeding energy into something that's dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it reminds me of the scripture that says, don't cast your pearls before swine.
There you go.
If I'm wasting, you know, I understand that the only way to keep a blessing is to give it away, but you give it to something or someone or into an area that it's going to thrive, it's going to take root and grow.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate
Absolutely.
That piece about watering dead plants. Mm-hmm. We've got to stop that.
Mm-hmm.
We're squandering the God-given gift of speech, everything.
Mm-hmm.
By feeding into something that's negative. You know, like you said, we don't run in the shadows. We got to run in that light.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh,
that's right.
That piece was like that. I like that.
Thank you. Thank you. You like it a lot. Thank you, sir.
I love it a lot.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
you think about that
you
one,
can't,
man.
You know.
Oh no, I think this is a really, really good piece. It spoke volumes, and I appreciate you for bringing it. But you know. You, LaPerla Negra, you're coming into your own. You spoiled, rotten God kid.
That's right. Say my name. That's right. He knows who I am. That's right.
That's right. Absolutely.
Oh,
I love
God,
that song,
yeah, y'all.
He knows my name.
That's right.
Yep, he knows
I forget
name. Yes, sir.
Yes, he does.
Knows my name.
My name is in. Let me tell you something. I know my name is on that list. I already know.
Okay, too.
He told me. Okay. I'll see y'all
later.
Isn't
it a wonderful thing to take that stance, Danielle? Isn't that a wonderful thing to take that stance?
Oh, honey.
I know
I'm trying to tell you. Let me tell you something. I got a massive ego, okay? I'm just nice to y'all. But trust me, I know where I stand with him, and it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Believe that.
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So, my queen.
Yeah.
We only have like 2 hours left before the fat lady kicks us off. But I know there's a long list of things that you do because you're so busy. But could you give us a rundown?
Wait a minute. Was that some sideline shade? You just threw at me.
Of course not. You stay busy. No, I said you wear so many hats now. Sheesh.
Oh.
You make me tired just when you do the rundown of everything that you do.
Okay.
With 50-11 jobs.
Okay.
And she's so good. She's so good.
Oh, thank you.
I know, right?
Oh, right back at y'all. Okay. Let's see. Let's start with Saturdays, alternating Saturdays with Poetic. I am in Poetic Therapy with my co-host Dan, the man, Phillips. Now, that's a place where you can come relieve some mental stress through some healthy conversations and some awesome alternating Monday nights with Do What You Like, which is hosted by Poetic and Mr. Metaphoria. I am one-third host of the Soul Cafe, where I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas, and Poetic. Now, trust me, y'all gonna love Monday nights in there because we got a second half of the show called Pick Up Your Pen, and that helps you tap into your creative side. You know, it makes you write within a time limit. You don't know what you're going to come up with. So y'all come on by Monday night. Wednesday night, I am in the Love Zone where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. Now, I don't really, I'm kind of ashamed to say, but I don't remember the topic she said. I can't give it to you word for word, but I know it has to do with letting go as well. Okay. Okay.
You're
off. All right. Cool. Thank you. Still, I know y'all going to love it, y'all. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Love Zone. Back to you, gentlemen.
All righty. What will it take for you? Basically, what she was saying is, what will it take for you to get back on the saddle, you know, to open your heart again to love after?
I got to think about that one.
I know.
Yeah, I have thought about it, and I'm just, whatever. Look, it's going to happen organically. You study long, you study wrong. I don't thought too long on it. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen, and I'm going to leave it at that one. But I'm going to have a piece
have
for y'all. I'm going to have something for y'all.
I'm going to have to try to see if I can't find that piece I wrote some years ago called Wait for That Mate.
Okay, that'd be awesome. Or you can always write something else.
Well, yeah.
That'll work.
Was that a subtle little hint?
Well, you are a poet, whether you know it or not. You are a poet.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
God willing, I will definitely be there Wednesday night. I got to get to and hang out with you at Stan also. I got to start making time or rearranging time. But maybe since I'm saying goodbye to so much this year, I'll have some open time.
Okay.
Okay.
Utilize it. There you go. Yeah. He don't want us to stay stagnant because he makes a space in our lives.
Yeah.
He wants us to utilize that space. So we don't get stuck.
When you get rid of the old stuff, you fill it up with better stuff. Get rid of the negative and fill it with positive, and that leaves less room for the negative.
There you go. Something new will always come in when you make room for it. And that's his purpose, you know, of calling our loved ones home. He's just making room to bring us something new into our lives. That's all. know, and I have to look at it that way so it doesn't break me, because if I looked at it any other way, I wouldn't be right in the head.
Shoot, I'm with you there. I'd be a basket case. I'd be sitting in the corner, going. Blah, 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 blah.
I hear that.
I'm sorry.
I hear that.
Were it not for the Word of God and God showing me throughout these 60 plus years that He's got my back, I wouldn't be here right now. I would be in one of them hug yourself.
Walking around in circles talking to him instead of patting your arm.
But he has shown me. He's shown me. So I can withstand some stuff, even if I don't think
absolutely.
I can.
Absolutely. I'm going to tell you something, Paul.
Boy, our daddy.
I wish I had a quarter of your energy. Just a quarter of it. That's all I need. I'm telling you, I'll be back up and running every day. Because you know, it's a gift to be so energetic and so positive, to be able to keep going like that. I mean, I keep going too, but my pace is much slower. You've seen it. But you have this it's a light that you walk on that I think that keeps you going like it does, because you are all over the place. So I might be just a tiny bit envious of it, you know, because I used to be able to run like that. But it's all good. It's all good.
Thank you. But you know what? You may not believe it, but guess what I did today?
Sat down.
Nothing.
No, you didn't do nothing. No, you didn't. Excuse me, Van. Do you
90% of my day today was spent laying in the bed.
I do not believe this.
I don't either. I don't either. Honestly, I apologize.
As much energy as you have, but you like to rip and run. I've seen you at work.
Thank you. Okay.
There's no way I believe that you could do that.
Other than bathroom runs and go feed myself when I made a store run, I've been basically just sitting in the bed, laying or sitting, and I listen to music. I worked on some poetry. I made 2 phone calls, basically, and I watched some movies.
All right, if you say so. You are a man of your word, so I'm going to take you at it. But I'm a little doubtful, but okay. Okay. If you say so. You deserve to sit still for a minute to lay back and chill and reflect. There's nothing wrong with that. But
it's up to you.
It's hard to even picture you being still. I have been around you. I'm going to tell you something, y'all. The only time this man sits still is when he is sitting down and enjoying his meal. That is it. Okay? And you best not come too close to him when he's eating. Okay?
Uh-oh.
But other than that, I ain't going to tell. I ain't saying nothing. Tell what? I'm just saying that he's the only time that I saw this man be still. Even when he's driving, he ain't sitting still.
Right.
You
supposed to be on my side now. Come on.
I'm on the Lord's side. I don't take sides. I'm on the Lord's side.
Okay, and I was calling on the Lord that day. I'm trying to tell you. I ain't never called Jesus so much in my life. I'm trying to tell you. But it's all good. It's all good. You know, it's all
love. I'm running from aging. That's why I stay on the go.
Aging got nothing to do with anything. It's your mindset. Okay. That is it.
I think I get a lot of that from my mother, though. That was one of the busiest, hardest working women I know. She was always involved in something, you know.
Okay.
Hers, tended to be a little, some of hers tended to be a little bit more productive than mine, but still a work in progress.
We all are. We're under construction.
Absolutely. But that woman, let me say, she stayed on the go even when terminal cancer attacked her. At 90-plus years old, she went through chemo, and they don't usually give it to people that age. She went through the chemo, and she did it so well that after the first session of chemo, they gave her another one and made it a little stronger because she was strong enough to handle it. So that's where I get it from. But I got my mama gene. But Danya, thank you so much for coming through.
You're welcome, and thank you.
Bringing a couple of laughs.
Absolutely, and, absolutely.
And some more tools to add to our tool belt to get through. Stop watering them advanced.
That's right. There you go. You're welcome,
there's
gentlemen. Thank you.
There's plants that surround them. I just wish they just blow away. Blow away. Go, blow away.
That's right. You're right. You're absolutely right. That's right. Don't speak life into something that can't breathe it into you. It's not even worth your time. And gentlemen, I'm not going to take up no more of your time because y'all know I'm a chatterbox. I love y'all. God bless y'all. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. God bless you as well, Danielle. Stop watering them dead plants. They can't drink up that water that you're giving to them, so you're wasting it. Well, you could have gave it to somebody that could use it. And next on the mic is a brother that definitely don't water no dead plants. This is a beacon of light and inspiration for all of us. None other than Brother O. Greetings and good evening, my brother.
How you doing, guys? How you guys doing?
Doing good, Brother O. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Glad to hear
I'm
you.
I'm doing
brother.
Good. That's always glad to hear you.
I appreciate it.
I was just reading a post of yours a little bit ago. So
you're
putting yourself back on the market, huh?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I lost my girlfriend last Monday due to pneumonia and sepsis, you know, and she had COVID, you know. It's just that type of loss. It just hit suddenly, man, and been grieving that loss. At the same time, still waiting on the transplant, you know. It's just that's kind of a difficult time in my life right now. But I know one thing, I'm going to get through it.
Yes, sir, you are. Yes, sir, you are.
And that attitude is what's going to help bring you through.
Right.
So have you been listening? You've been on here all night. You know, we're talking about things that we're saying goodbye to. To enter this new year with less baggage.
Yeah, on that very subject, I wrote a poem called "I'm Cutting Down the Fig Trees That Aren't Producing Any Fruit in My Life." It's kind of related to what you guys are talking about tonight.
Yes, it is. It definitely is. I'm cutting down the fig trees that don't produce fruit.
I know that's right.
It's based off of one of the parables in the Bible. That was the inspiration behind that poem. That one of the parables in the Bible that talks about how I explained in the poem. The poem is basically explains itself.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna shut my mouth and let you share that piece with us. Mike is yours, King.
Now in the morning as he returned to the city, Jesus was hungry, and when he saw a fig tree by the road, he came to it and found nothing on it, but leaves, and said to it, "Let no fruit grow on you ever again." Immediately the fig tree withered. Matthew chapter 21, verses 18 through 19. My dear brothers and sisters, fig trees are the representation of lives that are not producing any type of fruit whatsoever. As a tree pruner and a trimmer, it is time to cut off the branches or chop the tree down altogether. Can't grow into our lives unless we cut off the weeds and rid ourselves of the dead waste of holding them down. New things cannot come into our lives unless we dispose of old things. New people cannot enter our lives unless we cut off some people and sever our ties with them. Now, brother, what are some examples of real-life fig trees? People placing things that are blocking our path to reach our full potential. People placing things that are obstructing our God-given assignment and purpose. People placing things that are toxic and poisonous to us. People placing things that are impeding our progress and stunting our growth. People placing things that are the representation of natural and spiritual death. Picture a fig tree that's spoiled and rotten pieces of fruit left in a basket full of fresh fruit. Eventually, they will spoil everything around them. Picture a fig tree that's weeds in your garden. Eventually, they will choke the life out of everything around them. Picture a fig tree that's poisonous plants. You must either avoid them or kill them altogether. Picture fig trees as obstacles on the obstacle course. Either you have to go around them or hurdle over them. My dear brothers and sisters, if you are involved in friendships, relationships, or marriages, they're on their way of dying off. A relationship, a friendship that is dragging you down. A job, a career that is a dead end with no opportunity to advance. A relative that is really draining the life out of you. A relationship that is one-sided or draining all your energy. Or any other person, place, or thing that is not producing any type of fruit in your life. You have to cut that thing off permanently and let that relationship or friendship wither away. I don't care how long it's been or how long y'all known each other. Sometimes we have to love some people from a distance. Now, here's the moral lesson of the parable of the fig tree. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, "How did the fig tree wither away so soon?" Jesus answered and said unto them, "Assure I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also be said to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea. It will be done. Whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive." Matthew chapter 21, verses 20-22. That's at peace.
Yeah, yes, 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 yes.
Amen, brother. Amen, brother. Amen. Wow.
And Christ himself told us, if that fig tree does not produce fruit, dig it up, cut it down, and burn it. Get rid of it.
Let it go, let it go, let it go.
That's right. Because you're wasting good stuff on something that's dead. There's no point. You can't feed a corpse. You know, they're not going to receive it. So, yeah,
that's right.
As always, Brother O, that's a very powerful piece.
Indeed it is.
Cutting down the fig. The fig tree that don't produce fruit. Because, you know, when it does produce fruit, I have a friend that owns a restaurant, and there's a fig tree in the back. Before
right.
he bought it, I worked there with an Italian guy. And
okay.
I used to go back there and get the figs off that tree all the time. And the fruit,
right.
Oh, my heavens. Things I would do with that fruit to come off that fig tree. Mm-mm-mm. But when it don't produce fruit, it's useless.
That's exactly like any other Like, as I was saying, to form any friendship or relationship that is not beneficial to you, whether you is a family or friend, whatever, or a love relationship, any type of relationship, if that thing is not producing any fruit in your life, you need to cut it off.
There you go.
I don't care how painful it is. Sometimes, even the people we love dearly, sometimes some of them have problems and issues that are too much for us to handle, and we have to cut that toxic relationship off at the source before it manifests in something that is not good for your health, either physically,
right,
or spiritually, or emotionally. So,
very true.
So
very
I take
true.
This.
So right.
I take one right now. It's like a pruning season in my life, and basically, God is cutting off things, their relationships, and that not producing any fruit. Not to say that my relationship didn't produce any fruit. It was just a thing that God decided to cut off. And unfortunately, life is like that sometimes, brothers. Y'all have to relate, much as you love that person, you cannot resurrect a dead person. Only Jesus could do that.
Yeah.
So you got to move,
right.
You know. My thing is, don't mourn the death. Celebrate the life that you got to
right.
live.
Mm-hmm.
And mourn and take that and move on to better relationships. Because I know after all is said and done, I'll be in a relationship again. I just have to heal from this hurt, heal from this, I'd agree to this death and just move on with my life.
Yeah. And the way you do that is to concentrate on your relationship with the Most High.
That's it. That's the key.
Exactly. And when you do that, all else falls into place. And you sit there scratching your head. Wow, look at here. Beautiful thing. Brother, as always, I truly appreciate your presence on the Inspiration Factory. Your inputs are definitely worthy. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, good brother.
Do you have any? Yeah. You said it all, Paul. You're always in our prayers, and we're waiting for that testimony once everything is said and done. Because
thank
you,
I appreciate it.
What our Father is able to do. God bless you, my brother.
God bless
you,
brother.
You guys too. Thank you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
That brother right there gives me so much inspiration. I can't imagine being in that situation and still inspiring the way he does. Okay, it looks like we don't have any more hands raised right now. So with that, I need to rely upon your excellent memory, my brother.
Yes, sir.
And that's that memory of entire Epiphany Rundown.
It'd be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for Do What You Like with your host, Mr. Metaphoria, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night, y'all, is going to be Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night is going to be the Love Zone with those sexy divas of Epiphany, Ms. VIP, and La Pearl, La Negra. Thursday night's The Get Down with J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic, as we journey into New Orleans jazz. Friday night is going to be Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do Date Night Differently with your host, yours truly, Poetic. And then we'll be right back here next Sunday for another edition of the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Bam Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Back to you, Paul.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
You know, folks, as always, I enjoy being here, and I especially needed to be here tonight. So I thank you guys for hanging out, sharing airways with me. And before we go any further, we're going to open the mic for 713, who just raised their hand. 713, welcome to the Inspiration Factory.
Sir Lawrence.
Indeed, indeed.
What's up?
No, I was trying to catch that Kansas City game, and then I just, I didn't know if y'all was still here, but then when they jump on.
You made it just in time. Just in time. Tonight we were talking about saying goodbye. You know, we're entering it into a new year. So, you know, some of the things that we're saying goodbye to in order to be more prosperous this upcoming year.
You say, what are we, you know what? I say goodbye to, just because you don't know it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Or it's not true. You know what I'm saying?
Interesting.
There's so much of this stuff about what we were supposed to have been, what we were supposed to have been tied to, what we were supposed to. It keeps coming up to with no facts, you know, no research, no cross-referencing, none of this, you know what I'm saying? And then when you bring information to people, the first thing they want to, where are you getting this information from? What book did you look at? Here's the problem. The person who you getting your information from that's got you thinking that what I'm saying is not true, you're not asking them for their references. So when you get their references, then I show you mine, because what they're going to bring you is the same thing I'm going to show you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what did you bring for us tonight, Sir Lawrence?
You know what? I got this new piece here. I was just thinking about that. I don't know if it goes with that necessarily, but it's brand new, and I haven't tried it yet, so maybe I should try it tonight.
Well, before you get started, I just want to put this out there. There is a $10 microphone destruction fee in the event that you destroy one of the mics tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So what is the title of this dripping wet, fresh ink, sir?
Upside Down.
Oh, okay. Mic is yours, King.
Upside Down. The vast expanse of waters on this earth, like men and women, boys and girls, giving parts made to put together, which can't truly be experienced any other way. Then for the efforts it should have taken, we are presented with a gift of life. He said this world would be nothing without a woman or a girl. Others justifying life saying we want more boats, skis, and yachts, choosing from A to Z. The ocean life becoming a problem. They are in the way. If you say anything, I'll claim sensitivity. The new labs are creating new types of ocean dwellers. The best part, they don't have to stay in the water. They can switch to land mode. I say we go down to the ocean floor and pull the plug. Let all the men and women, I mean, let all the waters drain out. Sherlock.
I'm talking with my mic muted again. Okay. I'm not going to charge you the full price for that piece. What you say, man?
I'm charging him the full price. He needs the full price.
Oh, I was trying to give him the senior citizen discount, but you said that don't apply, huh?
I don't apply here.
Oh, well, you heard it. You heard it, Sir Lawrence. We'll be expecting your check in the mail.
willingly, I give it up willingly.
Yeah, but, you know, we always appreciate when you're able to come through. Because you always got something to say. And I mean that by saying you have something of substance to say. You know, anybody can talk. But upside down, I like that. What made you think of that title?
Because that's what it is. I mean, you know, it's like at this juncture, man, we're at the point where we need to seriously look at men and women are starting to be, you know, a dying species. And everything else is, you know, you got women on women, guys on guys, people on animals. I mean, you know. Then sprinkle in some child molestation, and you know, you got a full mix.
So you're trying to say that this world is completely discombobulated right about now?
Well, it's the truth. I mean, you.
I'm not disagreeing.
And,
by no means am I.
Yeah.
I am not in disagreement.
Absolutely.
It's interesting because it's like they're talking about a pandemic and all this other thing, but this thing here is an epidemic for real, though.
Yeah. You know, the pandemic is just one little phase of, like you said, the epidemic that is just. I don't know. It's affecting this entire world. There's so much more than just this disease. You know, we're focusing on the disease and we're taking our focus off of all the rest.
They don't even know for a fact that it's a disease.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So it's a lot of...
Hey, man.
You know what?
I hate to interrupt. It is not a disease. It is a disease. It is called sin. We're not going to sugarcoat that on the inspiration factor.
Watch out now.
Say that one more time, Van. Make sure they heard that.
It is a sin. It's an abomination to God. We're not saying it. God has said it. So if you got a problem with when we say whether or not something is sin, don't take that up with us. You go into your corner and you have a talk with Jesus. I can't sit here and say it's a disease. No, it is sin. A disease is a sickness or illness that either can be cured or can't be cured. Sin is a choice.
True that.
Yeah.
True that.
That we,
you know,
that we consciously make.
And then you throw in the bonus round. Then you have stuff like, you know, we keep going on and on about voting rights, and they're trying to take our voting rights away from us, et cetera, et cetera. When in fact, I'm working on this piece right now, when in fact, because you cannot take away a right. You can take away a privilege, but you can't, rights don't get reinstated. Why is it every so often somebody throws up, we're getting ready to lose our right to vote? Well, wait a minute. Why it has to be keep being reinitiated? You need to re-sign. You need to re-register. Did you register this year? When in fact, either you have the right or you don't.
Mm-hmm. Sir,
you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So, Lawrence, I'm definitely appreciative of you coming through tonight and sharing your input on this. We're going to set you on a praise lounge and keep things moving right along, and definitely hope to hear from you next week again.
Absolutely.
Indeed, indeed.
All right. God bless you, sir. One love, one mic.
God bless you, bro. One love, one mic.
Stay healthy.
You too, brother. Yeah, I had to put that in there, Paul, because we can't sit idle when we're here to do a job. And appease the public. You know? Paul, you meet it?
Yes. Well, yes, I was. You know, like I know. The word of God will not be denied. You can try to hide from it. You can try to stifle it. You can try to water it down, but it's coming through. So it don't matter. I appreciate you for coming in with that. Folk need to be reminded every now and then.
For sure. For sure. And with that, if you want to know the God that we're speaking of who can forgive you for those sins, if you don't know him, or maybe you want to repent, reach out to Paul or me. We'll be happy to guide you. We'll be happy to show you not our words, but God's words and our experiences. Because I love my daddy. My Heavenly Father take real good care of me when I'm right and when I'm wrong. And he doesn't judge me. He definitely chastises me now, because none of us are above his chastisement. But he's here for you. He gave his only begotten son to die on a cross for you. God said that he gave his son to the world. To the world. That means everyone. Created all of us. So you should want him. Reach out to me or Paul. We'll be happy to help you. Paul, back to you.
You are so right about that. You're so right about that. He's there just waiting for you to just come and tell him, yeah, I can't do it on my own no more. I need you. And let me tell you, he will be right there. Right there. With bells on. You know. He's more faithful than any person that you've ever met in your life. You know, and me being the consummate mama's boy that I am, my mama was all that. She can't compare to what God has in store for you. If you just humble yourself, ask for his help. Ask him to just come into your life. You'll never, ever, ever regret it. That I'll take to the bank. You know, I appreciate all of the callers. Tonight, more so than any other night, because it's a rough night. But you guys helped me make it through a lot of
ordeals, hard times that you may not even know of. But that's what God does. He uses us in ways that we don't even know that he's using us. So I appreciate you all for your spending time with us here at the Inspiration Factory. And with that, would you join me at the front? Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for just being who you are. We thank you for what you make possible for us. You make it possible for us to shoulder death and destruction. You make it possible for us to shoulder disappointment and letdowns and still stand firm. Father God, we just ask that you would bless everyone that has called in here this evening, whether they spit or they just listen, Father God. Have your way in their lives, Lord, and touch them, Lord. Protect them. Put your loving arms around them that they might walk through this pandemic unscathed. But if they do get touched with it, that's okay. We know you still have them, Lord. We thank you for just all your manifold blessings in our lives. Not nary one of us should be here, but we are because of your grace and mercy. We thank you for that. Father God, until we meet again here at the Inspiration Factory, I just want to personally say thank you and I love you. And I thank you for bringing these folks into my life. And it is in the mighty, precious, and matchless name of Jesus the Christ that I pray. Amen. God bless you.
Me to see a beauty that made this tide.
You're wonderful to me. You're lovely. And you always